So when your job was completed for the Dome, then what next?
Went right into being the director of the Oklahoma Centennial for 2007, where the state would be 100 years old. It was a job that I look back on, and now I realize how difficult it was convincing the legislators that we needed to start early, that we couldn't wait like other states to the year before because it would not be the greatest thing that we wanted for Oklahoma.
So what year was that?
2000. They saw a little bit of the way we did it with raising money for the Dome, and then we had that great dedication of the Capitol Dome, which led us into every town in this state was asked to come up with what would their dream be, what would they like to have in their town. After taking that list and going out and talking to the leaders of every little community, we started building this master plan, which became over 1,000 projects. It was just shocking to see. And I can say to you, in 2003 and 4, it was like, who cares? That's so far away, 2007. But I kept saying, we have to have money now. And they slowly started giving me appropriations to do things, and it just kept building and building. There's one that I'm going to next month, December the 7th, Pearl Harbor, USS Oklahoma, that we talked about on that punch bowl. We found out that there had never been any kind of memorial for them. After 60, 70 years, why is it that Oklahomans can't finish these things? So one of the centennial projects was, let's go over to Pearl Harbor and dedicate to the 18, 19-year-old men that died on that ship on Pearl Harbor Day. And today there's this beautiful memorial. We used to take 20 and 30 of the guys that were on that ship over to the dedication on December 7th. Now we're down to about 3. You know, it's going to end. I'm so glad that we did in the centennial years do this memorial and dedicate to each one by their name for that particular time in their life. So now we can say, hey, we did that. We put that one away.